columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
Man, we have massive, massive breaking news right now.
What?
Yeah. Holy.
Can we be there?
Moly.
Oh,
good.
Well, I'll let you be the judge. Okay. We knew something was coming. We just didn't know it would look like this. From Adam Schefter. In the last 10 minutes, the Kansas City Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes have reached an agreement on a 10-year contract extension that ties him to Kansas City through the 2031 season, league sources tell ESPN.
Woo!
Holy moly, a 10-year contract.
Wow.
It's unprecedented.
Can't wait to see the details of it. How much is guaranteed? For him to sign a 10-year deal, a guy in his situation, you'd prefer not to do that. You'd prefer to sign that 3 or 4 year deal and then become a free agent again, you know, in 4 years when all, you know, revenue has been generated, salary cap's higher. We see these quarterback salaries just continue to go up and up and up. So, you know, you look at a guy like Russell Wilson and the contracts that he's signed, and you know, I think that's been one of the sticking points with Dak and the Cowboys is he wants a little bit of a shorter term deal. But you look at the 10-year deal, wow! I think that's a big bonus for the Chiefs organization and football team just right off the bat. I don't know, like I said, we don't know the details yet. I guess how much is guaranteed, how much the contract is for. But I think that's a win for the organization to have a guy like that locked up for that long and not really have to worry about going down this road again. That's my first initial thoughts here.
Yeah, you make a lot of sense. If you look at even like a Kirk Cousins who signed the 3 year for what was it, like 87, close to 90, nearly all of it. No, I think it was actually every penny of it guaranteed, I believe. He's going to get paid again.
He just did an extension. It just got paid again. Kirk Cousins did.
Oh, did he sign an extension?
Yeah. I think a 1 or 2 year deal.
Okay.
Because they're up against the cap. You know, they're looking to get cap room. So what do? They go to the guy making the most money with the most flexibility, and that was Kirk Cousins. And so, yeah, he just did a 1 or 2 year extension there and got paid more money.
Yeah. So I agree with you, but there is obviously positives to signing a 10-year contract. Incredible security. We don't know how much.
Well,
it is guaranteed.
Right. That's the thing. It's not really security if you only got 5 years guaranteed.
What would make you think that would be the structure of it? Like,
no, but I'm saying that's why we don't know. I mean, do you think all 10 years are guaranteed?
I think it would be.
Okay.
If he's willing to sign a 10-year deal. On the heels of what we just said, that's typically not advantageous to a quarterback or any player for that matter. For him to sign a 10-year contract with the position that he's in, I am assuming, and maybe wrongfully so, and we'll see here over the next couple hours when the details come out to this thing, because all we know right now is that he just signed a 10-year contract. That was tweeted 11 minutes ago from Adam Schefter. A 10-year contract that keeps Mahomes in Kansas City through the 2031 season. I would think that nearly every penny of it would be guaranteed.
I would think you're right, because it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to sign that long of a deal if only 5 years are guaranteed.
Right.
Or 6 years are guaranteed. So for him to do that, which I think is a big bonus for the Chiefs, I think most of it, if not all of it, has to be guaranteed. I mean, why else would you sign a 10-year deal when you're in his position? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for a guy like that. Who, you know, you got a system around you, got guys around you. I mean, you're not falling off the map here in the next couple of years to sign that long of a deal unless you're getting a ton of it guaranteed, if not all of it. So if you look at a deal like that, if anything less than 8 years of it is guaranteed, then, you know, I would be surprised that he would do something like that and sign that type of deal. I mean, it's got to have at least 8 years of that thing guaranteed, fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Let's guess.
Let's play the guessing game. Closest to the pin here. I am going to say, so it's 10 years, the future of the sport and the cap has to be taken into consideration here. It's got to be around the $40 million a year mark, I would think. I'll say
$22,400,000. Where did that come from?
Steven's been sitting on that one.
That was a good one.
You gotta hear me say
$22,400,000.
Holy cow.
That was so good. That's funny.
Oh, my goodness. I'll just say $400 million. No, I'll say $425
million. $425 million 10-year extension. Okay. I'm not going to go quite that high because I think what he's getting here is he's getting, like you said, majority of this thing, if not maybe all of it, guaranteed. Who is the highest paid guy right now, average quarterback? I know it was Aaron Rodgers. Did somebody beat him? It's got to be around $33, $34 million. Russell Wilson signed a deal, too. So it's right around that number, isn't it?
Yes, and I'll pull it up right now. I just want to share more details here.
Well, let me guess first. Can I guess first or no?
Yeah.
I want to share these details first.
Well, it's not financial details, but Schefter just right now, 2 minutes ago, tweets, Patrick Mahomes had 2 years remaining on his contract, and he and the Chiefs are adding on 10 more, making it a new 12-year contract in total.
Yes, gotcha. So,
and the highest paid quarterback is Russell Wilson, $35 million year.
Okay, so he's getting, you know, he's got his fourth year this year, which was guaranteed. You know, he's getting that. The fifth year option they'll pick up, they're going to have that. Then he's got 10 more years on top of it.
Yep.
So,
and it looks like the highest total guaranteed, when you talk about total guaranteed money for quarterbacks in the league, Russell Wilson, $107 million guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers, $98 million guaranteed. You know who's number one? Jared Goff, $110 million guaranteed.
Oh.
Can't put the toothpaste back in that tube.
Mm.
Matt Ryan, $100 million guaranteed. I mean, this is insane, man. When I start saying this stuff out loud with guaranteed cash, it's unbelievable.
I'm going to go 10 years, 30. I'm going to go 38 per year, $380 million. So I'm not going to quite go to the 40 range. You said 425.
Yeah, I said 425. That's probably a little bit too big of a number.
Yeah, that was your guess. It's all right. It's just a guess. We don't know. I mean, $375 might be under, but how much of that $425 are you thinking is guaranteed? I mean, I can't sit here and say in a microphone that I think all $375 is guaranteed. Can that be real?
I think it can be real. I think,
wow,
man, what we there has
reset
never,
reset it real quick. If you know, people joining us now,
Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs have added 10 years to the 2 years remaining on his contract, locking up Patrick Mahomes through 2031.
Well, it's got to be longer than that now. I think that's why Schefter retweeted that. It's got to be
2033,
yes.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's playing this year.
Right. And then next year, 10 more years after that. So through 2033, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs had just got a deal done. It's got to be $300 million guaranteed.
Well, what is your guess on the 425?
I'll say 300 of the 425. $300 million guaranteed.
That's a nice number right there.
There's never been a number higher.
Has there ever been 200 guaranteed?
I don't believe
it's never been 200 guaranteed. You just said the highest was Jared Goff,
yeah,
right?
110.
I need time to try to figure if I could even say 300.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, man. If there's ever a guy to do it for, there's never been a better start to a football career than Patrick Mahomes.
Why else would you sign a 10-year deal unless you're going to have 300 guaranteed?
You wouldn't.
If you're going to tell me only 200 is guaranteed, well, I'm only signing a 5-year deal then.
That's right.
Extension. That's all
right.
I'm doing. So it's got to be up there in the. It's got to blow everything away. It can't be 200, right? I mean, I'm not going to sign a 10-year deal then. Sorry. It's got to be up there right around what you're saying for him to sign that long of a deal.
Why would you ever do it if it wasn't?
Why would you do it if it wasn't really, really high?
Take a second to think about it.
Okay.
Take a second to think about it. But I'll tell you. But I'll tell you what. The reality of something that we have been talking about, and maybe some of us have even been fearing, has just been confirmed. Okay. It's just been confirmed. We'll take a dive into it next. Massive breaking news. In the sporting world, Adam Schefter reporting that Patrick Mahomes has signed a 10-year extension onto the 2 years already left on his contract, making him a member of the Kansas City Chiefs through 2033. Lewis Riddick tweets right now, $500 million is my educated prediction.
$500 million?
$500 million.
That's 10-year, $500 million contract? Holy cow.
And that's a guy who has worked in front offices, and it is an educated prediction.
Sure.
Educated guess, right? As you say, a hypothesis in school. This is going to...
Hypotenuse news.
No, that's different.
Yeah, those things.
That's different. But this will likely be the biggest contract in the history of contracts, in the history of sporting contracts. This is, when you start talking about throwing out, you know, $500 million, $500 million potentially, Lewis Riddick says, and we're waiting for the details. We don't know yet. But the reality of the Denver Broncos...
See, I don't think it's going to be that much. I don't think it's going to be that much. But, I mean, who knows? You said 425, I said 375. I still want to just throw out there what I think is going to be guaranteed. How much did you think was guaranteed? What was your guess on that?
300.
300. Yeah, I like that number. That's a good solid number.
I can't see it being less than that, to be honest with you. I think that's the floor of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, why else would you sign such a huge long-term deal? That's what I keep going back to. It makes no sense for him to sign a 10-year deal if only 5 of it's guaranteed. You're only going to have $200 million guaranteed.
Right.
Or 125 guaranteed. Then why am I going to sign a 10-year deal and let y'all have all the leverage over me? I have the leverage right now. I want to keep the leverage, and the only way I'm giving it up is if you make most of this contract, if not all of it, completely guaranteed. That's the only way I'm going to sign that long-term deal, especially a 10-year deal.
And by the way, Stoke, that's the only thing that matters. That's the only part of this conversation that matters is the guaranteed money.
That is it.
It's honestly not even worth talking about anything else. The other number, which will be likely the larger number if it's not every penny of it guaranteed, and it could be with this guy. It could be. But if you're that other number is superficial. With NFL contracts, the guaranteed cash is the only thing that matters. So if it's
okay, that's where I'm going. I'm going all of it guaranteed. 10-year, $375 million deal, all of it guaranteed.
Say that one more time for me. I'm going to write it down.
Yep. 10-year, $375 million deal, all of it guaranteed. Completely guaranteed. So they get the long-term deal done, so they got them for 10 years, and you know they're not paying them $45, $50 million a year. He gets the security of knowing that no matter what happens here, I'm getting $375 million. Feel pretty good about signing a 10-year extension then. So that's where I'm going with 300, same thing. I mean, that would be unbelievable, obviously. I just can't go to $500 million. Not guaranteed, but I can't even go to a $500 million contract. That's just, wow.
Well,
that's insane.
Man, you know, We have heard of contracts this long in the NFL. Can you remember another quarterback that signed a 10-year contract?
Another quarterback that signed a 10-year contract.
High-profile quarterback. He was the number one pick in his draft, and he did lead his team to a Super Bowl once upon a time. And I believe the year that that happened, I want to say 1995.
Holy cow. Give it to me.
He played for the Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills, and New England Patriots.
Drew Bledsoe. I mean, wow.
Drew Bledsoe.
10-year deal.
He signed a 10-year contract back in the day. Oh, my goodness. Who did he sign it with? It was with the Patriots. I want to say.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Before.
Well, you don't even know. You're just telling me. I'm fairly confident.
Wait,
what?
And the thing is, I want to say
I've,
around
I've
the time
you
they
say fairly confident before and just be fairly wrong. Also, Steven, double check that, please.
And the irony of it was, I want to say it was like within the same exact window of time as Brady showing up. So, Steven, if you can get on that, yeah. And it was a 10-year contract with the Patriots, I want to say. And then, like, Brady showed up, I don't
know. You want to say.
I did say.
Because you keep saying it.
I did say.
All right.
Well,
I thought you had something in front of you saying, hey, you know, this is the longest extension since, you know, Drew Bledsoe. But now you're just kind of making this stuff in your head.
Steven, are you seeing something about Drew Bledsoe? 10 years, $103 million contract with who? With the New England Patriots. Around what time? Okay. 2001! From the New York Times. Steven is referencing a New York Times article. He signed a 10-year contract, $103 million in 2001. That's when Brady showed up.
Great recall.
Yep. Total recall.
That was great. Yes, that was great. But you had me worried there for a little bit that, you know, your 10 years was going to be a 6-year, you know, extension. So, but that's great recall. Wow. Holy cow. 10-year deal he signed with the New England Patriots.
And I have no idea how they got, because I think that's the same year he got hurt. Was it not? That's the same year that he got hurt and Brady came in and they.
Well, didn't they end up trading him to the Cowboys?
I don't remember how that went down. I don't have that great a recall.
I'm done with Drew Bledsoe anyway. Let's get back to this Patrick Mahomes.
The big Drew Bledsoe guy. I just
I'm fine with it, but I'm we've talked enough about him.
Yeah. So
yeah. But do you think it could be a $500 million deal?
Yes, I do.
How much is guaranteed,
Because
how much is guaranteed of a $500 million deal?
It could be $350 million. Could be the same $300 million we're talking about. Because I think that we need to take whatever we think we know about contracts and do this with it. Rip it up and throw it out. Because we're talking about a unicorn. And it's going to be unicorn money. It's okay. Patrick freaking Mahomes. I believe, and I've said this since his first year and was getting laughed at, and you told me to relax. Goodness. I think in 20 years we're going to be talking about who the greatest quarterback of all time is, and it's between, you know, Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Patrick Mahomes. I mean, I think he is greatness personified. My eyes are not deceiving me. He shows me every single time he's out there on the football field. Have we seen, this is a serious question I'm about to ask. Have we seen Patrick Mahomes have a stinker of a game? Been in the league for 2 years.
Having one in the Super Bowl and then, you know, kind of finished off there late, but he wasn't playing well in the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was a little skittish. Yep, he was.
Yeah,
he was.
So, I don't know. I haven't watched all of Patrick Mahomes' games.
Well, I'll tell
you
what, man.
Been a couple of them.
You're right. He didn't play great in the Super Bowl. Still threw multiple touchdowns and won the MVP. But, gosh, man.
I mean, for a while there, he was just off. And I remember, I think it was Collinsworth, and, you know, he bounced a pass there in the third quarter, fourth quarter. So he was just a little bit off that game. But like you said, I mean, he still ends up winning MVP. And he finds a way to deliver in the clutch there at the end.
And Kevin Kistner, one of our producers here, he tweeted, who else is just refreshing Twitter to see if Schefter's going to tweet again? Because we're all waiting on the number here.
Yep.
It will probably come out while we're on the air. That's my guess. It'll probably come out maybe later tonight, maybe this afternoon. But my guess is that it's going to be at some point while we're on the air.
Usually, yes. It happens pretty quickly. I mean, once you know, I mean, now all you got to do is get in touch with either the Chiefs or Mahomes' agent. And obviously all these guys, when you look at Rapoport, Adam Schefter, you look at James Palmer, right, mm-hmm. very in tune with what's going on. And James is on the pulse of the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans like nobody, like a few teams that he knows better than anybody.
Yep.
And has great sources there. So it wouldn't shock me if James Palmer, our guy, ends up with the scoop there on the numbers. But it's going to happen pretty soon.
It's going to happen pretty soon. And guess what I just got?
Because everybody's trying to get it.
Everyone's trying to get it. And I have a detail about Patrick Mahomes' contract that you need to know. And it comes from one of the most reliable sources out there.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you exactly what it is next. We are reacting to the breaking news that is shattering the internet at the moment. Patrick Mahomes signs a 10-year extension to his 2 years remaining on his contract, marrying him with the Kansas City Chiefs through 2033. And we are anxiously awaiting the details that come out of this thing, and keep on refreshing Twitter. And Stephen Priest, our producer, has his eyes peeled for Schefter. And as we anxiously await, there's a detail here that I think we need to know, and it comes from an incredibly reliable source. We, you and I, Stoke, and the rest of the sporting world love the site SpotRack, right? The finances of the athletes, the breaking down of the contracts. It is an incredibly rock solid in terms of reputation and just the accuracy of it. SpotRack does a great job. And its owner, Michael Giannitti, is the co-founder, tweets, and this is very important because we saw this suggested during the lead up to this. And Stoke, I'm not sure if you saw this on maybe Pro Football Talk or suggested elsewhere, that it was suggested that the Mahomes camp shouldn't be focusing only on a number, but actually on a percentage of the cap, because the cap is the thing that moves and is supposed to go up. So if you can agree to a percentage of the cap, you can kind of go from there and get adjusted accordingly as the cap moves up. The founder of SpotRack tweets, quote, "Let's just say the Chiefs built in a rider that ensures Mahomes," and a rider is just an agreement within the contract, "it built in a rider that ensures Mahomes makes 18% of the league cap each of the next 12 years. Let's also assume the 2021 league cap remains at $198 million, then increases $10 million per year through 2031. That would mean a 10-year contract for Mahomes would be around $500 million.
Wow.
I know I just threw a lot at you in terms of, you know, dollars and cents and percentages of it, but if you're going to go on the 18% of the cap, and that's what he's going to occupy for Kansas City as it continues to increase 10 years per year, you're talking about a half of a billion-dollar contract.
Wow. Unbelievable. What? You know, that it comes back to me then what how much of that is going to be complete, is going to be guaranteed, fully guaranteed, of that contract if you sign that type of deal. Now, I don't think we've ever seen a contract where, you know, hey, it's tied to the cap going up percentage wise. So, you know, no matter what it is, we're making 18% of the cap. No matter what it is, I don't think we've ever seen that type of contract.
No.
And that's what you're saying,
yep,
the guy from.
Yep. SpotRack
is suggestion here, that suggesting that that might be the way that they go here.
Yeah, because if you're assuming that the NFL is going to continue to grow, and of course, you know, the league is taking a hit here in this COVID state and with the lack of fans, and the cap will be affected by that. And that's a conversation that we really haven't had. But if you are under the assumption that the NFL isn't going anywhere, the NFL is going to continue to thrive, the NFL is going to continue to sign television deals and do all these sorts of stuff, then you would assume that the cap is going to continue to rise. If you have an incredible leverage situation the way that Mahomes does, I think that would be, like, advisable that, you know, no, I want my money to grow with the cap. And especially if you're talking about 10 years into the future, you know, it's just not as advantageous to lock yourself into a hard number without keeping your eye on that cap. So right. It's something that we've never really talked about before. We've never had these conversations, but we've never had a quarterback start his career the way that Mahomes has.
No, we haven't. So it's going to be interesting to see what those details are when it comes out. If it's tied to the cap, if it's not, if it's just a one number, is it all of it guaranteed? It's going to be, you know, that's going to tell us a lot there. So, you know, Lewis Riddick said 500 possibly. You hear this guy, you know, right around 500. Golly, that's my guess was 375. Your guess was what, 425?
Yep, with 300 million guaranteed. And now I'm second guessing myself. I'm taking a step back, and I felt a little bit.
You thought you went too high.
I thought I went too high, and now I'm hearing Lewis Riddick. I'm seeing the, you know, co-founder of SpotRack, these educated guys that have a firm grip on front office finances, suggesting that it could be $500 million. Man. And the crazy thing
is, are they going to make that fully guaranteed?
You know what? Again, take what you know and throw it out the window. Yeah. I mean, if every cent of Kirk Cousins, who, you know, a guy like you, you can't stand Kirk Cousins. If he can get every cent of his money guaranteed, we're talking about, I mean, Mahomes lives on a different planet than Kirk Cousins. And Cousins nearly got every dollar of near $100 million contract guaranteed. Jared Goff got $110 million guaranteed of his $134. So, I mean,
yeah, I mean, but to make that kind of jump from, you know, these guys getting $100 guaranteed right around that to all of a sudden somebody's going to be getting $500 million guaranteed, you know? I mean, that to me is just such a big jump. Now, Mahomes, look, we know he's great, and he's had such a great start to his career. All these things, yes, 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 but you're still $500 guaranteed? And also, you got to look at it from Chiefs' perspective. I mean, things can happen. You just saw him dislocate his kneecap. What happens if, you know, something happens to his shoulder and now all of a sudden you're on the hook for $500 guaranteed? I just can't think that they would, you know, with 2 years left on his deal, now you want to get this guy locked up, but that they would invest, you know, $500 million and make it all fully guaranteed. So it's going to be interesting to see. I couldn't see all of that being guaranteed. Now, if that's the number of the contract, okay, but I don't think it's going to be fully guaranteed if that's the number, all of it. I just don't think there's any way possible.
They would be, and even though how great he is, you know, you would be putting yourself in a vulnerable state as a franchise with so much relying on one guy.
Right. I mean, things happen. Things do happen, and I don't think you just put your franchise at that type of risk if you know, something bad happens to him.
Yeah.
And then now you're on the hook for that type of money. So.
How about this? Here's a number. I want everyone to think about this. When you talk about the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Joe Montana is squarely in the conversation. Okay. When he signed his third contract with the San Francisco 49ers, his third deal was 4 years, $13 million. And that was in the 1990s.
Mm.
4 years, $13 million. His contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. This is in the mid-90s. 3 years, $10 million. Average salary, $3.3 million. And Patrick Mahomes, for the same team, could be getting $500 million. It's unbelievable. The different stratosphere that the National Football League is in from just 20 years ago. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, really is.
Unbelievable. Okay, we are waiting with bated breath on the details of the contract. for Patrick Mahomes. The ten.
I'm waiting on pins and needles.
I'm bated breath. You're on pins and needles. But I have a really real. And what I'm about to do is the last thing I want to do today. But I have to do it. I'm going to ask Broncos country a very hard but realistic question about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'll ask you next. We are reacting to the breaking news that Patrick Mahomes has signed an extension with the Kansas City Chiefs, adding 10 years to his remaining 2 years on his contract. And just how far we've come at the quarterback position, getting paid, it is being floated out there by reputable sources that it could be up to a half of $1 billion. Lewis Riddick floating $500 million, as well as the co-founder of SpotRack, when just 27 years ago, Joe Montana signed a three-year contract for $10 million with the same team. How far we've come. Troy Rank joins us here live on Stokely and Zach. When you heard the news, and even now as it's setting in, what do you think, Troy?
Well, again, he's the one player in this league right now that could ask for that contract and get it. He's the best player in the NFL. He's the most important player in the NFL, certainly to his franchise. He just helped him win a Super Bowl. He's in his prime. I mean, there's no one else like him right now. So, you know, we've seen contracts like this with Donovan McNabb and Breeze. There's been there was a couple other quarterbacks. Michael Vick. So some of it's monopoly money. You wonder if there's going to be a halfway through this where there's an option, kind of an out, or he gets more money. It's going to be creative anytime you have this kind of length of a player in his prime. But someone said, why would he do 10 years? Well, I mean, again, if he gets, he's going to set a record for guaranteed money. I mean, I don't know what that would be, but let's say it's $250 million, whatever that number is. That's why you do it as a football player. If the guaranteed money is $250 million or $200 million, whatever it is. I mean, I don't blame him for that. And so my reaction is maybe in years 5 through 10, it will help the Broncos. I don't think it will initially, but it is harder to win when your quarterback's your highest paid player. That's been proven. We've seen it with Russell Wilson. That's one of the, you know, the magic of Tom Brady and the math they had in New England for all those years. Is he was an MVP and he wasn't ever anywhere close to the highest paid player on his team, let alone at his position. So my reaction is good for Patrick Mahomes. He's earned it. He deserves it. And I'm fascinated to see what the guaranteed money is and how it will be paid out.
Yeah, Troy, I think that's, you know, I think everybody's sitting there waiting to see what those numbers are going to look like, what the guaranteed number will look like. If you had to guess guaranteed money, you know, I think right now the most guaranteed money is a little over $100 million. Jared Goff, I think you said,
Zach, $110 million. Yep.
$110 million. What would you guess? I mean, just out of the blue, what would you guess would be, when we look back, will be the guaranteed number?
Yeah, I think the minimum of guaranteed money would be 150. I think it could be approaching around more like, you know, somewhere closer to in excess of 200 million guaranteed for me. Otherwise, I don't know why he would do it. I mean, I don't mean to be flippant about that. I mean, he has all the leverage here. He's the best player in the league when healthy. He's, you know, in his prime. All these reasons, it's got to be a record-setting number. And so I don't think it's going to be 2 million more than the record. It's got to be significantly more. I can't imagine it's less than 150 million guaranteed.
Troy, Adam Schefter just tweeted a moment ago, and Stoke, this is something that you and I were just talking about and we needed to be looking out for. Schefter tweets 2 minutes ago, quote, there are no official numbers on Patrick Mahomes' 10-year extension just yet, but multiple sources believe it ultimately will be tied to a percentage of the salary cap for each season. The higher the cap goes, the more Mahomes will make. And this is something that the co-founder of SpotRack was just suggesting. And it makes sense, really. I mean, it makes sense. We've never really talked about a contract, Troy, like this one, where it would be tied to a percentage of a cap that you believe is going to keep expanding, and so does the pocketbook of Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, I mean, again, the next few years in the cap could get interesting with the pandemic, and there's no fans in the stands this year or a limited number. So that could get a little greasy, but in general, the expansion of the cap over a 10-year period is enormous. And so, you know, I mean, I could see a salary toward the end of his contract where he would be, in theory, you know, the cap is, what, $300 million, and he's making $50 to $60 million of it? I mean, I this is just me doing this quick math, but that also protects Mahomes. So within, like, 3 years, he's not underpaid, which would be unlikely because there's not another quarterback like him right now. I mean, Lamar Jackson, I get it, but he's not Patrick Mahomes. He just isn't. I love his game at times. Lamar Jackson hasn't won a playoff game. Patrick Mahomes has already won a Super Bowl and been a Super Bowl MVP, and he's averaging 38 touchdowns a season, and he missed, what, 5-6 games last year? So there's, you know, Jackson, Dak Prescott, some of these other guys, with all due respect, they're not Patrick Mahomes. They're just not. So I think it's smart for Mahomes to tie it to a cap percentage so he can remain right at the top. Now, again, the key, then the trick becomes, how do you keep winning when your quarterback's making that percentage of the salary cap? And that really hasn't been a successful strategy.
Yeah, I mean, that's when it becomes tricky and it becomes tough. But if your quarterback is that great, you know, obviously you want to keep him, and they should elevate everybody else around him. And they should make those players better. And, you know, we saw Peyton Manning getting paid a lot of money, but they were still successful teams there with the Colts. So I think it's up to the quarterback. And obviously you got to find, you know, you got to do a good job in the draft, and you can't spend big money in free agency like maybe you were doing on quarterbacks rookies deals. So it's going to be interesting if it's tied to the cap. Now, all of a sudden, like y'all were saying, was you don't get in a situation in year seven where you're underpaid. Well, you're still going to be one of the highest paid in the NFL. But to me, it still comes down to what – I don't care if it's tied to whatever or how much it is. How much is going to be totally guaranteed? I think that's the bottom line here, Troy.
Yeah, and when how is it paid out? I mean, remember when Von Miller got his huge deal here, it was how it was structured, and it has to be paid out over X amount of months and fairly quickly. You know, Von used the Fletcher Cox deal as an example of, hey – not only do I want my guaranteed money, I want most of it in the first couple of years. I'm not going to sit around and wait for it. And that's what happens when you're a Super Bowl MVP and you have that kind of leverage. And you just start saying, this is what I want. And I want it. Not only do I want it this amount, I want it paid this way. And I want, so in pure Mahomes, you have the right to ask for these things that no other player can really ask for. Honestly. I mean, Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott can try. Jackson would have an argument over Dak because Jackson won MVP, but it's just this contract for me will be an outlier. It's not like he's suddenly all these guys are going to line up for this. But the guaranteed money is the key. You know that in the NFL. You know, I watched Alex Rodriguez cover baseball when he made $500 million in two separate contracts with the Rangers and Yankees. So this isn't unprecedented money. It's unprecedented for the NFL to offer this kind of money. But if Kirk Cousins can get $88 million guaranteed, I mean, is it out of the realm that Mahomes would get three times that? You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you look at his value, his prime, his talent. I mean, I don't know that there's a number that I would say, man, that's crazy. For Mahomes right now, I don't know that there is a bad number. Now, it could be in a couple of years where your team struggles with it, but if you're just assessing the value of the player, he is worth every penny of it to me because he's the best player at the most important position in the league in his prime.
Yeah, if you were ever going to even entertain something like this, it would be Patrick Mahomes. And the biggest sports contract in history is the deal that Mike Trout signed just last year. It was a 12-year deal. All right, so ironic that this is getting reworked into a 10-year extension based off the other two. So that equals 12 for Mahomes. But Mike Trout signed a 12-year contract last year for $426.5 million. 426 was the number. So you would think that Mahomes is going to shoot past that number and sign the richest contract in the history of sports. And I got to share this with you. Bleacher Report, who has a, you know, wagering account, it's like Bleacher Report wagering or whatever, they have in the next 12 years, and this is the question that we went into break and said, I'm going to ask a hard one. In the next 12 years, Bleacher Report has set the over-under for Super Bowl wins for Patrick Mahomes at 2.5. Boy, wow. I mean, that is the fact that we're legitimately tossing around over-under 2.5 Super Bowls. It's so hard to win a Super Bowl, and we're setting it at 2.5 over 10 years. Troy, I'll ask you, would you take the over or the under there?
That's a good question. I would just, because the nature of that and how hard it is, I would say it's probably, I take the under, it's more like two. I think he's going to win multiple, but I mean, they're saying three. You start getting three, you got to have some luck. I mean, you got to, I bet they would have taken similar odds when Aaron Rodgers won his first one. I don't think he's been back once. I mean, it's just hard because it's still, as much as we love the quarterback, you do, it is in some cases a dependent position on your defense, your run game, or your line. And I think he could win two. I don't know about three. But with his talent, nothing would surprise me. But again, what happens when Kelsey's gone and Tyreek Hill's gone? I mean, is it the next wave of guys? Or they've proven they can do it without a running back. But, I mean, let's not sleep on how good Tyreek Hill is, how good Travis Kelce is. You know, those two
guys
are mismatched.
Gonna be gone.
Columns and videos delivered to your inbox every morning. Register for the free Denver Sports Daily at 1043thefan.com.